from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Now to high school talk. We've got phone calls lined up. We want to hear your glory moments. Yeah,
this guy says he scored 46 points in an intramural b-ball game at his community college. He was on fire.
That's awesome.
Hells yeah.
I want to hear more about that. Call in, sir.
I want to hear about that sweet jumper that you hit. Come on. That big run you had in the Mountain View Evergreen game. Let's go. I also like this one, too. I'll get people to be like, yeah, man, I bet you remember playing against me. Absolutely.
I worked with a guy who went on to be an anchor and play-by-play guy, but he went to high school with Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. He tells everybody, one game me and Harbaugh combined for 44 points in a hoops game. And then they're like, how many did you score? He's like, well, I got two of those points.
That's right.
Jim Harbaugh could play ball.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I bet you Harbaugh was
That family was super competitive, played everything.
Yeah. Well, and Harbaugh's a big guy. And I'm sure in high school, I'm sure he was a great basketball player. Most of those guys back in the day played dual sports. I don't know if that's, I think everyone kind of specializes now, but that was back in the day when you were drinking your milk, man. You went from like season to season playing all the different sports.
Well, you know our theory here, and it is that if anything from high school is still even remotely significant in your life, you need to live a little more life.
Yeah.
That's how we feel. But, you know, we're not always right about everything. I mean, sort of. Most of the time.
Most of the time, yeah.
We are, though.
Yeah, just saying, if you're constantly yearning for the glory days of high school.
I do knew that.
Yeah, I do.
So here's my high school news. This comes to us from Olympics. Did you know that in the United States, there is a high school that has churned out an Olympian?
I saw this.
At every Summer Games.
Yeah.
Since 1952?
I did not. When I saw this come across the timeline, that was definitely one of those, come again? Excuse me?
That's insane.
That's nuts.
One Olympian, at least one, from the same high school in every Olympic Games, Summer Games, since 1952.
It almost seems impossible.
It really does.
Yeah, right?
Or just completely freakish, or you had some people who, multiple games, and you kind of kept the streak alive. I don't know.
Now, I'm curious, is this school really good at one specific sport or discipline, or is it just a little bit of everything?
No, it's everything. They're talking
That's
about...
That's even crazier.
It's Woodrow Wilson Classical High School.
Yep.
It is in Long Beach, California.
Yeah. I saw this on, I believe it's Yahoo Sports.
Yahoo. I love Yahoo. That's a new up-and-coming website.
Yep.
Maybe you can get your email through them, maybe someday.
Yeah, put him in jail! Yahoo!
Yeah, I think it was, there was a diver, there was like a female diver back in the day that started this, and it just kind of went from there.
Yeah, so the last time they didn't have an athlete at the Summer Games, Harry Truman was president, gas cost 26 cents, and credit cards were not a thing. They had not been invented.
Yeah.
Yeah, the U.S. boycotted in 1980. That would be the only exception.
Yeah, they have 30-plus alumni that have, so it's not one, yeah, 30-plus yeah, that have gone on.
Yeah, exactly.
Track and field, swimming, volleyball, baseball, rowing, water polo, just to name a few.
Crazy. I mean, if you told me it was like, oh, they're a swimming factory or whatever, then that's one thing, but it's almost more impressive that it's a little bit of everything.
Yeah. Well, it might just be one of those, like, an area with super active people, and then that you get a reputation, you got a great sports program, and so if you are talented in one of those things that you gravitate towards this high school, it's crazy.
Yeah, they said that administrators there have reached out to the U.S. Olympic and Paralympic Committee to see if their school has produced more Summer Olympians than any other high school, and they came back with we can't really verify that. We don't know.
We think!
It says the true Olympic stat keepers can get really granular, but they just don't keep stats for high school.
Yeah.
So.
Well, and I know there's areas, like there's one out of Newport News, Virginia, and that like puts D1 football players and in the NFL, like you wouldn't believe.
Michael Vick's from there.
Uh-huh. I think Iverson's from that area too. There's another one, like it's like Belgrade, Florida. It's just like middle of nowhere swamp outside of Miami. And they have like a muck bowl down there. Like Sports Illustrated did a thing about it. And it's same thing. It's just poor downtrodden community, but they just crank out D1 athletes left and right. So I know it's something like that, but the Olympics seems, and just how varied it is, it's crazy.
Yeah, one of their advantages is that they've had a lot of water polo players and other aquatic sports Olympians.
Yeah.
And they said that is no doubt a byproduct of the fact that their school is so close to, it's gone now, but it was called Belmont Plaza Olympic Pool, and it would host the swim trials in the 60s and 70s. Like, so, it was a big deal.
Yeah, gravitated there.
So it's much like, at Oregon.
Yeah, Hayward Field, something like that.
Exactly. Yeah. All so, that.
Yeah, if you're gifted towards that, you find a way to go to those sorts of places. But I'm always like, every day I wake up now during the Olympics and there's new little fun stats.
Oh, yeah.
Like I guess I could not believe this. We haven't won a weightlifting medal in like 40 years.
That's because we don't cheat.
Well, but
am I right?
We do cheat. We cheat like everyone else.
Oh, I thought the Russians and Chinese really cheated in that sport. Well,
but you're telling me we don't do, our guys don't do roids either?
That's what I'm telling you.
Well, that's a lie. I think they just do it better than we do. But yeah, I didn't know. We had like a 135-pound dude today. He won a bronze medal. And that was like the first time in decades that we had won a weightlifting medal. And I was like, are you? And then like, you ever have that where you don't believe the stat? You're like, well, that's impossible. So you start doing
There's some, no way.
You just start doing
That can't be right.
That's what I said. Like, Mark Henry was like a WWE wrestler. And I remember, I was like, Mark Henry was like the strongest guy in the world. And like, he went to the Olympics. He went to two of them. Didn't get a medal. I was like, wow. I just, there's always, it's a weird fact when you don't believe it. You're like, wrong, fake news, mainstream media, a bunch of liberal BS.
Well, I had one of those today. And I clearly have not been paying attention, but I didn't know how dominant USA women's basketball was.
Oh, yeah, dude. We kick everyone's ass. I think we've won, won 10 of the last 11.
They've won 7 straight gold. So it goes, they haven't not won the gold since the 92 games.
Was it 92?
And are they on a ridiculous win streak, too?
They've like won games? 59 straight games.
Yes. Yeah.
We kick everyone's ass. But yeah, we, because I said that once. I said, like, do we win, like, everyone? And, of course, someone was like, incorrect, Sook. We lost, like, 9 Olympics ago. I was like, oh, sorry.
Dumbass.
We win almost everyone. And then we took silver at some point. But, yes, apparently we just kicked the hell out of everyone. We beat the crap out of Nigeria today.
Yeah, I don't really know why we're so good at that. Again, does this go back to the thing with soccer where
I just don't think there was
we
a lot
are
of...
more advanced with women's sports?
I think that's precisely it. We've put a lot of eggs in that basket before other countries did.
It'll catch up. And it's caught up with us in the men's side, but we're still the best at it. But it's like us trying to catch up with the rest of the world in soccer, and they're trying to catch up with us in other things. Like,
suck it, rest of the world.
Oops. And can we also, and this isn't a shot at anyone in particular, but like, dude,
I bet it is.
Well, women's rights and like lifting up women isn't necessarily a global priority in a lot of places. Like, let's be honest.
Because these bitches behind maintenance. Oh, dear.
That's, speaking of problematic.
That fit entirely too well.
That did fit entirely too well. Yeah.
I don't like that.
Well, it's like, I get it. We may not be the most perfect place on earth, but there's places that are a lot worse than us to go over and, you know, be a part of their yeah. female athletic programs.
Is the Iran
yeah.
women's Olympic team yeah. stout? Not, I'm guessing not.
Guessing. Just.
And that is no...
probably going to say
that
no.
is no shot at their women.
No, it's just, you know.
It's not allowed.
No. Some of those places are just now figuring out that it's okay for women to ride the bus on their own, let alone, I don't know, go and play sports. I forget which country it was.
Are you thinking beach volleyball?
No, the where they were blacking out the highlights. Did you see that this year?
Oh, no.
It was one of the Middle Eastern countries, and they were showing Olympic highlights. Well, they can't show, and I forget if it was Jordan or some Middle East country. I forget which one it was, but it went viral. They can't show female skin. So they were showing highlights of like women running, but all the arms and legs and everything was, they had blacked out bars. So imagine just seeing like a highlight of like the women running
floating
hurdles.
Torso.
Yeah. And it's just, well, not really a torso because a lot of them have midriff. It's just like a head. It's like from like the collarbone up, you just see a head and some feet.
Well, to that
and by
end,
the way, they did an amazing job, like of making sure, like who's ever in charge of editing that. I'm guessing it's a very serious thing, and they did a bang up job.
I think that it was Egypt that had women in the beach volleyball competition, and they were covered head to toe. Yeah. Like they had the head wrap, they had long yeah. black sleeve shirts, long pants, and they're playing Spain, who's in like red bikinis. It was very odd.
Yeah.
You think that's porn for the men in those countries?
They probably blacked those out too.
They're like, well, oh, this is hot.
That's why you have to black those things out. Like it's a thing.
Yeah, but they watch them live. Like you can't black it out.
I don't think they're allowed to watch.
Tape
it live.
Delay.
That's tape delay. Like I have to tell like my kids when they travel sometimes, I'm like, you got to be real careful. Not every place enjoys the same sort of, you know, women's empowerment. Like my daughter you've met Taylor many a times. She has one might say an attitude, bit of a sassy personality. And I've had to point that out as she's now decided to go live abroad. Not everywhere you go appreciates that sass the way that the United States does.
So yeah, just, she better tone it down.
Just be careful. Be careful where you go running around.
Yeah, it's wild out there.
It is. Yeah.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
All right. Well, sorry we didn't get to all your calls on your high school glory years,
yeah,
guys. But stay on hold and maybe we'll get there.
Yes.
There was one call that was coming in. I neglected to pick it up.
Why?
That hurts.
Why do you think?
Offensive.
This guy was a first-team all-league goalkeeper in high school and then went on to play at OSU. My last game in high school, his best friend scored an own goal. Think about that. That son of a bitch scored on him.
What's your high school highlight?
Seriously.
Like, what's the?
Did you guys win state or something?
Yeah. Like, did you?
I don't think we won more than like three games. We were terrible.
Okay, did you do anything
cool? What did you do? Have you done anything?
I was an offensive lineman.
You're a fraud.
What do you want, like a sweet kickout block I had on 96 yes. Power King?
Yeah, did you lay somebody out and spring a big one?
Look, you're not doing this because it's us, but if you, let's say you're at a speaking engagement and it's a Q&A and some kid gets up there and is like, oh, hey, I wonder, what's your big high school achievement? When you think of high school sports, what comes to mind about your high school experience?
This is I do remember.
I'll take your answer off the air.
I do remember this one. We were playing.
See, you always have one.
We have one. We were playing Tumwater, who was one of the best teams in the state. Like, they were like a powerhouse. And I remember blocking this kid. And just the poor bastard in front of me had no, he weighed like 180 pounds. It's a high school D lineman. And I remember just abusing him play after play. And we were just getting our ass kicked. And at one point I'm laying on top of him trying to, like, you know, be like, yeah, whatever. And
I'm
he
gay,
looks
I'm
at
gay,
me
I'm
and
gay.
Goes, I feel so bad for you. And I was like, what? And he goes, look, and I look up and they had taken the ball off of our running back and we're running the other way to go up like 56-3. And he goes, you're really good. And I'm sorry for you. And I was like, I'm sorry for being an ass. And we shook hands.
Aww.
And that was, I think we lost like 56-3. And that was the game. The only points we score, I believe at the time, was a state record field goal. Ryan Lindell, former or future NFL kicker.
Yeah.
He kicked like a 59 or like a 60 yard field goal. That was the only points we scored in that game.
And that's like what you.
What? We were so bad.
Did you play any other sports or anything? Did you do like weightlifting or something?
Like,
God.
Wrestling?
What a loser high school career you had. Hell, mine was better than that.
Got nothing. I don't know. When you're the left guard on a team that is what? Like the worst team in the league, what do you...
Did you play any other sports at all?
Yeah, I did track and field. And,
How'd that go?
Oh, I don't
Got
know.
Got any super hot highlights from
I was
that?
The definition of middle of the road.
What about you, Buck?
High school highlight?
Yeah. Everybody's got one.
I don't.
Guys have these.
How come I don't?
Well, you just did. You just told us. It was rather unimpressive.
I mean, it wasn't. It was like my summer ball team, but I threw a no-hitter when I was 17.
Aha. Uh-huh. See? Buck has one, too.
Yeah. I recovered a fumble once. I don't know.
Mine was the Pheasant Bowl, that was in eighth grade. And everybody knows. I mean, most people have read about that, I would imagine.
I mean, I got nice honors. Did that count? Like when you got named, like I got named an All-American. Is that?
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Boring, but cool.
Yeah. I got a little certificate in the mail from Prep Star magazine. That was like the first recruiting magazine. And then I was a Tacoma News. Me and Joey Harrington were Tacoma News Northwest Nuggets. One of the best 11 players from Washington, Oregon, and Idaho combined.
Yeah.
Lame.
You went the rough route. You should have just said Hawk 2 and made millions.
I know. So bad.
Hawk 2. Spit on that thing.
I wish I had cooler high school moments, but.
You don't.
No. The pulling guard does not have a lot of sweet moments.
Now, if we did this at the fan and did a whole round table with fan hosts.
Yeah.
Who would. Would it be Swigard or like who would.
It would be Dirt.
Dirt seems to...
He was a high school quarterback.
Yeah, Dirt, like, kind of makes fun of it, but I think Dirt secretly thinks it's awesome that he was a quarterback.
I mean, I feel like the quarterback has the most stories, and they were kind of, like, the guy. And
he would
so
be in his element.
I think it would be Dirt.
Okay. Not Dusty?
I bet Fan Man probably had some high school moments of glory. I got banned from throwing the javelin because I almost hit a kid for, you know, that was that.
No way.
Yeah.
It's like Happy Gilmore going to the penalty box for taking off his skate and trying to stab a guy.
Well, like, I was not very good at throwing the javelin because I didn't take it very seriously. And so one of my buddies was way far away. Like, there's no chance. So I yelled at him. I'm like, hey, and I threw it. And it's like the only good throw I've ever had. And it took off on a line. And I was like, oh, God. And then I yelled and he ducked. And
that's
it came.
Like when you don't wait for the green to clear.
Yes.
And you hit. He's like, oh, I can't hit him.
Yes.
And you hit him.
Boy, I'll tell you what. They do not take that lightly.
Well, no.
It was
could have killed someone.
It was a thing.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
That was the end of my javelin
We
career.
Almost never knew you.
Yes.
And you were just a guy sitting in prison because you speared someone with a javelin in high school.
I was so scared. I mean, it was like one of those, like, where did that come from? Like, God reached down and was like, gave me a thunderbolt for an arm for one time. And it just so happened the one time. And I was like one of my best friends. I was scared. I was so happy when he missed. Coaches, not so much.
All right. We got to go. We got to go.
Yeah. Someone saying Danny would brag. That's pretty good. Danny
about
and Dirt.
What?
Well, about the high school accomplishments.
But what did he do? What did
I don't
he
know, but I'm sure it was great.
I bet it wasn't.
I apologize for my lack of highlights.
Well, we're all just a little disappointed.
No.
I mean, you come
he's
with
such an effing loser.
You come with the most pedigree around here, and that was.
It's an old lineman, man.
I do knew that.
You know how bad it is to be an old lineman on a bad team?
No, yeah. I don't.
Yeah,
I was too busy hanging with girls. Getting it in.
I thought high school guys played football for the girls.
Again.
Not offensive linemen.
O-lineman, man.
All right, we got to go. In the news is next. Oregon is hemorrhaging jobs. And Renee, you little bitch. That's next. Here's Buck.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey, and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.